yes, things were perfect. What happened is, well, it is difficult to talk about, but I saw it happen. I witnessed the Chin's Raw celebration. I felt the Ultron fill the empty place that I did not know was there. I saw the Grand Proctor pass it to, well, they say that the Chief Crew did not know that it was so heavy and slippery. Perhaps it was a combination of factors. Some who have reviewed the records claim it was actually a conspiracy. The commission investigation officially stated that the Ultron was rendered inoperative by the fall to the ground. Yet many feel that the whole story has not yet been told. As it struck the ground, I saw its glow fade. And then the painful void incapacitated all. All Utwig immediately donned the mask of ultimate embarrassment and shame, with a vow to wear it forever. Bonfires all over Foz consumed all but this mask. No other mask was spared. The visage of ceremonial orations, in all of its contexts and revisions, as I'm sure you understand, all of the courting masks, from the clever and intriguing veil of flirtatious prancing to the infamous lewd monocle, all consumed by the hungry flames. Even the most fundamental fixtures were committed to this irreversible fate. The mask of natural bodily excretions once hung in every lavatory. Most of the public facilities have removed the disposable mask dispensers, but every once in a while, I still see such a repository, always empty. At that time, many suggested that we use the precursor relic as a form of self-punishment. The proposal was that we collectively go to the second moon of the sixth planet of Zeta Hyades at coordinates 850.3 by 937.2, and use the ancient planeteering device to end our existence. After much discussion, we decided that we deserved to suffer. We can use the bomb if we ever decide the time is right. In the meantime, we atone for our grievous mistake with our collective misery. I suddenly sink into a chasm of depression. I must go.